All right, hi everybody, and welcome to Lecture 96 in this American History Program of History at Our House for the Elementary Class. This is our last lecture of American History prior to our last lecture of History Through Art for the entire academic year. So we're going to complete our review of these anchor facts that connect the past to the present in order to just bring this study of American history to a proper close. So we know by our studies this year that we live 5,000 years into the recorded history of humankind, which begins with Menes Narmer circa 3000 BC and takes us all the way through to this time today. We live in a world where people have struggled to be free for all of those thousands of years, starting with and being stuck with monarchy for most of the story. But we live in the modern America-centric world because of Columbus's discovery, because of the settlement of America by the English at Jamestown and Plymouth, and because the Founding Fathers in 1776 solved the problem of government better than anybody ever had by identifying that human beings have rights and that the proper purpose of government is to protect those rights. But, as we know from our anchor facts as well, they could not have done it if they were not British colonists, carrying with them a tradition of liberty that had been brought, given to them from England, thanks to the Magna Carta, for instance, of 1215. But even more importantly, all the way back to Athens and Rome, circa 508, circa 509 BC, where the first democracy and republic had been created. And when the founders look back, they use that example. It was so crucial to them in order to be able to create America. And we know that the America that they created, very importantly, was a country of religious freedom. That continues to be a theme to this day. The great challenge to all human beings to accept the importance, the truth of religious freedom in making a society that is good for human life. They learned it because after the fall of Rome in 476, European kingdoms were broken up into warring nations where they believed in the idea, cuius regio, eius religio, which means what? Abby?
The ruler chooses the religion.
Well, the Founding Fathers said we're not supposed to have rulers in human society, period, and we're not supposed to have rulers in religion at all either. So in this world of Christianity, where that is the main religion, even that has to be separated from the government. And we have to have religious freedom in order to have the best society possible. Well, that is what we got to up to 1776. And we now move on to modern history, where again we see the problem of religion and government force. Only in the form of the War on Terror now, since 9/11/2001, and America's great struggle to defend freedom while being entangled in the affairs of the Islamic Middle East, while being entangled in the affairs of the culture of Islam, which has yet to really embrace the idea of religious freedom. So our story now is shocking, surprising, sad kind of reminder that this problem is a very deep human problem, a very important human problem, and many parts of the world still don't understand it properly. So now today, our question is how did the world, or our review question really, because we've studied this so well already, but our review question is, how did the world come to be the way that it is now? We've studied, we've reviewed, how did America come to be? And what were the factors in that? And what was the background to that story? So now we have a United States of America. All right, but how did the America-centric world, including all of its good and bad parts, come to be? So now the story, a review of the story following the Declaration of Independence. We know that after the Declaration, the Founding Fathers succeeded not only in declaring, but in achieving independence, and then becoming a country with a government led by those founders, working very hard to define what America's place in the world would be. And they said that that place was one in which America should stay apart, not get entangled in, as George Washington and Thomas Jefferson said, the affairs of others. And of course, we remember also the Monroe Doctrine that said that the United States would stay apart from European affairs and expected Europeans to provide the same respect to America. All right, so we have this idea of an independent America growing at first, but it has a big problem. A huge problem, because you can declare independence from that past of human experience that has so many mistakes in it and so many errors in it, and unfortunately evil in it as well, people choosing to do wrong things. And you can declare independence from that, but you can't wipe out its effects, all the long effects that it has, including in America, sadly, the worst remnant, the leftover of all of that history of human beings who didn't understand freedom, was the presence of slavery. So America's leaders had to try to solve a huge problem, how to get rid of it. Now, of course, one interesting thing about the problem of slavery in America is the Founding Fathers wanted to get rid of it, but they faced a really serious challenge because they had this situation that they were in. They wanted to be free, right? And they said, okay, freedom requires that we become independent. And then they said, well, independence requires that we work together. In fact, it requires that we stay together. So independence requires unity. And then remember what was next. Unity means that we of the 13 colonies who have so many differences, we don't agree on everything, and some of the colonies, especially in the South, remain committed to the idea of slavery. Unity requires slavery. So what happened? Freedom requires independence. Independence requires unity. Unity requires slavery. Wait a minute. If you add those all up, you get to a very strange statement. Freedom requires slavery. What's that called? When you logically work something out and you end up with such an obviously wrong statement. What situation do you find yourself in logic? What's that called? When you hold one thing and try to hold the opposite at the same